I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was in Polson and Kalispell this week, seeking public input on a pair of management plans for wildlife refuges in northwest Montana. About 15 people showed up to each meeting, hosted by service staff like Bernie Peterson, a regional refuge supervisor helping oversee the process.
We're just in the state of gathering information from the public of what they want to see, what they think is important to protect, and how they think we should be managing those resources.
The service is drafting comprehensive conservation plans, or CCPs, and accompanying environmental analyses for two areas, one for the National Bison Range and a separate CCP for the rest of the units within the refuge complex, including the Lost Trail, Nine Pipe, and Pablo National Wildlife Refuges. The service is required by law to develop a CCP for each refuge it manages. The plans will probably take about 3 years to develop and will guide management decisions for the next 15 years.
Obviously, there's been a lot of contentious issues at the Bison Range, and that's why we wanted to do it as a separate CCP in and of itself.
The National Bison Range currently does not have a CCP. That process was delayed due to a series of agreements between the service and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes that allowed for co-management of some aspects of the Bison Range. Last year, the Obama administration proposed transferring management entirely to the tribes while maintaining federal ownership. Earlier this year, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke reversed course and announced the service would retain management. Bernie Peterson with the service says in developing the new management plans, the service will consider a range of options that include tribal involvement.
Could be anything from particular projects that the tribe would help us with on the refuge.
Peterson notes the tribes already conduct prescribed burns and manage some habitat on the refuge.
Going to the other end of the scale, it could be any number of the programs on the refuge, the visitor services program, the biological program, the maintenance program. Any of those could be taken over by the tribe.
The tribes have voiced a desire to work with Secretary Zinke and the service on common interests, though it's still too early to say what that will look like. Here's tribal attorney Brian Upton.
The tribe's interests there remain, and the tribes have decades-long history of cooperating with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on all sorts of conservation measures.
The service is in talks with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, local governments, the state, and a handful of other tribes to become cooperating agencies. Several people who are part of an active lawsuit against the Fish and Wildlife Service attended both meetings this week. Susan Renault is one of 10 co-plaintiffs in a lawsuit filed by the group Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, or PEER, who last year sought to block the transfer of management of the Bison Range to the tribes. She says Zinke's decision to retain management does not resolve PEER's complaint.
I would say it modified it, and it made us think. And I'm not at liberty to go into the details, but I will say that there are things being discussed, and it is still an active lawsuit.
At both meetings, people raised concerns about understaffing at the Bison Range, invasive weed management, and the status of special agreements between the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes regarding co-management opportunities. This summer, the service will meet with cooperating agencies to develop vision statements and goals for the Bison Range and other wildlife refuges. It plans to release drafts of alternative management options next summer and will continue to accept public comment. The Comprehensive Conservation Plan for the National Bison Range will have an accompanying environmental impact statement, while the plan for the other units will have an environmental analysis. More information about the process and how to submit public comment is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.